and you are always there. That was a message right there for someone. Doesn't matter who left you. Doesn't matter who turned their back. It doesn't matter who promised and failed. We are confident that He is always there. Thank you, Master. Colossians chapter 3, verse 3. For ye are dead, and your life. Let's start from verse 1. Then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. I'm speaking quickly tonight on the subject, preservation in Christ. In Christ, inside of Christ, in Christ, or as we are in Christ. We have as an objective, one, understanding the basis of our preservation in Christ. That is number one. What gives us the confidence that we can be preserved in Christ? Number two, understanding how to establish our preservation in Christ.
Christ alone, hope is found. He is Lord, my strength, my song. This cornerstone, this solid ground, firm through the first drought. When fears are
Again, chorus.
But what depths of peace pierce us deep when striving sea. For God, there in the room of God, I stand.
Preservation in Christ. We live in a world today, beloved, of multiplied darkness and wickedness. A world with an increase in unbelievable dimensions of evil. A world infested with kidnappers, ritual killers, hired killers, armed wicked robbers. World of cultists and occultists. Terrorists. And this evil is multiplied because the devil knows his time is short. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. He says, rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. He says, but woe to the inhabitants of the earth. When you read a thing like this, it bothers you. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he has but a short time. We'll look at this scripture towards the end. But one thing we saw here is that the devil knows that his time is short. So evil is multiplied. But that's not why we are here tonight. We are here because we cannot afford to live at the mercy of the disaster of our generation. We can't live at the mercy of the disaster of the times. We can't afford to live at the mercy of the hired killers, of the ritual killers, of the terrorists. We can't afford to live at their mercy. We can't afford to live at the mercy of the wicked people of this earth. We must know what to do. We must know what the provision of God for his people are. For at times like this, we must know what the provisions are in order to be able to tap into the benefits of those provisions. Tonight, I wanted us to know that we are not born again just to escape hell, or to have a ticket to go to heaven. That is not what being born again or being in Christ is all about. The good news is, godliness is profitable in this world that now is, before the world to come. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 7. The Bible said, go to the next verse. For bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things,
having a promise of the life that now is, and then that which is to come. We are serving God and following God, and it is profitable in this world first. We are not permitted to suffer the calamities and disasters of this world only to escape at the end. No, it's profitable in the world that now is. Hebrews chapter 6 verse 9 also let it clear that there are things that accompany salvation. But beloved, we are persuaded better things of you and things that accompany salvation. That is when you come to Christ. Getting born again, apart from the fact that it gives you the guarantee of making heaven at the end, there are things that accompany being born again. One of them is divine health. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 24 said, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, we should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes you are healed. One of them is divine health. Matthew chapter 8 verse 17. He also told us that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, himself took our infirmities and bare our diseases. One of them is divine health. It accompanies salvation. Another one is supernatural supplies. We are not permitted to be victims of wretchedness because we are Christians. Supernatural supplies. In Revelation chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible said, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches. Power. One of the reasons why Jesus died, and one of the reasons why he died to save us, was to ensure we escape wretchedness. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and to receive riches and to receive wisdom and to receive strength and to receive honor and glory and blessing. And then you look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and in verse 9, it said that we know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. So he was rendered clothless and naked on the cross in order for us through his poverty to be made rich. So there are things that accompany salvation. One I said to you just now was divine health. Another was divine or supernatural supply or supernatural provision. The objective tonight is not to go through all the things that accompany salvation, but just creating a platform. Another thing that accompanies salvation is divine preservation. Divine preservation. And that is why we are here tonight. It's a preservation service. In Colossians chapter 3 verse 3, it says you are dead. That is, we are crucified with Christ. According to Galatians chapter 2 verse 20, we are dead. And then our life is hid in Christ, in God. Do you see that? Our life is hid in Christ, in God. What does that mean to you? That God hid you inside himself. What does that mean to you? That before any witch can reach you, he has to cross God. My life is hid inside Christ, in God. That is, I am in Christ and Christ is in God. I am the water inside the coconut. You have the water, and then you have the pulp or the white of the coconut, and then you have the shell of the coconut. Before you can reach the water, you break the shell. Break the coconut, break the pulp before you reach the water. You see, revelation determines manifestation. What you see out of scripture determines what you see out of life. The human being with breath in his nose that can take me out of this life does not exist. It doesn't exist. Call him witch, wizard, wicked agent of the devil. It does not exist. Except the scriptures can be broken. Are you hearing me? Take your seat. God was looking for where to hide you. He decided to hide you in himself. When you understand the thing like this, you are not jittery in front of a witch. You are not jittery in front of a wizard. You are not jittery in front of any threat from any wicked agent of the devil. You are not jittery. The thing that can access, confront, and conquer you must first access, confront, and conquer God. Whatever can access, confront, and collapse you must first access, confront, and conquer God first. When they are through with him, then they can be through with you. Are you ready for this? Only what has confronted and conquered God can confront and conquer you. When you are afraid in front of a demonic threat or a threat from a witch, you are bringing shame to heaven. It's a misunderstanding of who you are and what you are. We are seeing you, but you are inside Christ. You are available but not accessible. You may be visible but you are not harmable. You are not reachable. You are visible but not reachable. Not reachable. Not reachable. Not reachable. I am, my life is hid in Christ in God. I am available but not accessible. I am visible but not reachable. As witches and as wizards and as the occult, they will tell you. If I stop here, I've already over preached. And go and grind that scripture. I am dead. My life is hid with God. Rakataka Jagaba. Father, what are you saying? What is the meaning of this passage? Jagabaka dagalaga baraga dagaga. Go and grind it. Go and masticate it. Go and digest it. My life is hid inside Christ, inside God. What is the meaning of that to you? What is the meaning? What are you saying to me? And he will tell you, I am saying to you that as you are on the road, they will be watching you, but they are helpless. Have you seen that lion that is seeing meat but can't eat it? It's inside a cage. That is how you are. That is, no devil on earth is permitted to determine how long you live. No man, no woman, nobody with breath in his nostrils has the capacity to determine for how long you can live. Somebody shout fire. Why what I am saying is necessary to you is because God confirms the word of his servant. And when it is revealed to you, it can be possessed by you. Let us look at four ways in which we are preserved by his life. How are we? What is the practicality of our preservation in Christ? The practicality of our preservation in Christ. Number one, we are preserved by his life. That is his life. The meaning of that to you now is that you will share in his indestructible life. We share in his life, which is indestructible. As a born again Christian, you have a share in the life of Christ. By being a possessor of that life, you are as indestructible as he was. Is that making sense to anybody here? We share in his life. John chapter 1 verse 12. He said, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Jesus was the Son of God. If we are sons of God, it means we have the same life. No goat is more goaty than another. No dog is more doggyous than another dog. No lion is more lionic than another lion. He is the Son of God. We are sons of God as well. Whatever he received from God, we receive. And verse 16 said, and of his fullness, John chapter 1 verse 16, of his fullness have we all received, and grace for grace. Whatever filled him, filled us. Why is he not manifesting? You are not aware. Why am I suffering despite that? It's like the man who has money in the bank account and is not aware. He's unable to draw on it. Of his fullness have we received. He had the life of God. We have the life of God. 1 John chapter 4 verse 4. You are of God. You originated from God. You have the life of God. Little children. And you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I am crucified in Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ is alive inside me. Inside me, I carry the life of Christ. Christ liveth in me. That is enough for you. Christ liveth in me. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 17. He that is joined to Christ. 1 6:17. But he that is joined unto the Lord is one spirit. He is united, connected, intermingled, intermixed. Is one spirit with him. Him and Christ are one and the same. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 23. Masha toko bagalaga. He said the church is his body. The fullness of him that filleth all in all. The fullness of him. Inside you is your maker. Inside you is your creator. And inside of you is your savior. The child of the Lion King was told that his father was alive inside him. A baby lion that was meant to take over his father's kingdom was chased away by a wicked, let me call it, agent of the devil lion. And he was told, your father is alive inside you. Christians need to come to a revelation that as you are seeing this person standing, I am not alone. Everywhere I arrive, I didn't arrive single. The way they used to say in the village, when the drunkard arrived, they say he's not alone. Not only him came. The same with a madman. Not only him came. Am I communicating at all? What is the meaning of that to you? Anything that cannot be said of Christ can't be said of you. In John chapter 17 verse 18, he said, as my father sent me, I sent you. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. As you sent me into the world, I have sent them into the world. I am, me and them are alike. We are the same. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, it says that Jesus is the author and the finisher of our faith. Do you know the meaning of that? Jesus is the manifestation of your expected destination. end is the manifestation of your expected destination. He was. Anything the faith of a person can produce, Jesus produced it. He said, look at him. Anything you cannot imagine with him must not cross your mind. Anything he was not permitted to suffer, you are not permitted to suffer. If Jesus was a woman, can they say he was barren? Or if he had a wife, can they say his wife couldn't give birth to a child? Or that some witches have paralyzed his hand? Or some affliction threw him down? He is, he was, and is the manifestation of our expectation. And if his life is inside us, what did he say referring to his life? John chapter 10 verse 18. He said, no man taketh it from me. Nobody take my life from me. I lay it down, I take it up. If Jesus said nobody take his life from him, and you have the same life of Jesus inside you, and he said as his father sent him, he sent you, then if nobody took his life from him, why is it that you are afraid of a mortal man taking your life from you? When they were trying to crucify him, Herod said, what? Be careful. You know I can release you. John chapter 19 verse 10. Pilate. Then Pilate said Pilate unto him, speakest thou not unto me? Knowest thou not that I have power to crucify you and have power to release you? Jesus answered, thou could have no power at all against me. You don't have any power. Except it was given to you from above. And it was given to you from above because I am destined to die for the world. Mechonu. Shut up. Shut up. Close your mouth. You don't have any power over me. Now, is there anybody here who has an agreement with God to die for the sins of the world? If you die any death, you die for the sins of the world, is a waste of death. Very useless, fantastic one. The only reason why he could die, he told Pilate, he said, my father, we agreed that I should die. That is why you have the mouth to talk. 1 billion Pilates can't take my life from me. You have no power over me. That is the mentality you are going to carry from here today. That no witch has any power over your life. No killer has any power over your life. Somebody shout power. And truly, he manifested it. In Luke chapter 4, I think it was in around verse 29 or 28. 28. When he said some things in the synagogue, and all day in the synagogue, when they heard these things, they were filled with anger. And they rose up and pushed him, thrust him out of the city, and led him to the edge, the brow of the hill upon which the city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. They have already succeeded. They have pushed him to the edge of the hill, on top of which the city was, to hold his legs, some people, and then throw him down with the head, so that he can land in the valley there with the head. What did the Bible say? But he, passing through the midst of them, he was available but not touchable. Available but not reachable. People have already escorted you to where you are to die. Those who are to hold your leg are ready, so you can drop on your head down, and you still maneuvered your way through the midst of them. That is the kind of life inside you. That amen is too paralyzed. I said that is the kind of life inside you. You are destined to walk through danger unhurt. You didn't hear what I just said. You are destined to walk through danger unhurt. You are to walk in the midst. That was why the psalmist said, yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Somebody shout power. Say this after me. Say, I have a life. The life of Christ that can pass through danger unnoticed and unharmed. Look at somebody around you, say, you have a life. The life of Christ that can pass through danger unnoticed and unharmed. Take your seat. Let that encourage you. Especially as roads get more dangerous, and we trust God for God to clear our roads of every danger and disaster. Until we leave this world, the devil has no right to misbehave any way he wants. That is until we leave by the rapture and at the right time. Am I speaking to somebody here? One day, Jesus, they were talking. Jesus looked at them and said, before your father Abraham, I was. I am. In fact, I am. They say, what? You. How old are you? Are you up to 50 years yet? They carry stones. John chapter 8, verse 58. John chapter 8, verse 58. Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you. And he said verily twice to pain them very well. Before Abraham was, not that I was, I am. I was then, I am now, will ever be. Then they took up stones to cast at him. But Jesus hid himself. And then went out of the temple, going through the midst of them. And so passed by, going through the midst of them. You are preserved by his life. You carry that same life. That same life is in you now. You carry that same life. You can walk through anything unnoticed, unharmed. You have that same life. And all of you, anywhere you are around the world, around South Africa, everywhere where there is danger, there is fight in the Northeast, everywhere you are watching this program right now, I prophesy to you, it doesn't matter the danger around you, you will walk through unharmed, you will walk through untouched, you will walk through unnoticed, in the name of Jesus. Take your seat. We are preserved by his life. And that life is in. Number two, we are preserved by his power. Actually, the point lays in point number one. Number two, we are preserved by his power. Luke chapter 10, verse 19. He said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and on scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Over all the power of the enemy. You remember our translation? Go after the devil, break his head, destroy his works, and proceed without consequence. Go after the devil, break his head, destroy his works, and proceed without consequence. That's it. Somebody said, every time I pray, the demonic attack increased. That devil is a bastard liar. I am trying to serve God, and the devil is trying to attack my family, my mother, my son. That devil is a bastard. He said, I give you power. Deal with the devil. And there is nothing that can come out of it. Nothing can come out of it. Will serve God, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, everybody connected to you will do well, and the devil can do nothing about it. Your own life shall do well. Bastard devil.
Papa Yedeko said, the devil told him before he got married, now that you have gone about setting people free, let me see how you are going to get a child when you get married. He said, devil, you will be shocked. It will not be a prayer point. Devil, you will be shocked. It will not be a prayer point. It will not arrive as a prayer topic. He never did. Let us demystify that devil. He's not as powerful. He has more craftiness than real power. Is God speaking to somebody here?
He said, if the spirit of him, that is the spirit of God, if the spirit of him that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall quicken your mortal bodies. Romans chapter 8 verse 11. That is still the same power of God. He shall quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. He says, I'll give you power. Deal with the devil any way you want and you are free. You are unharmed, you are unhurt, no consequence, nothing will come out of it. And then I give you the same power of the Holy Ghost to vitalize, to animate, to irrigate. Are you ready for this?
We finished conference last week. Morning, evening, morning, and the schedule continues. I was in healing service yesterday, I'm here today. Sunday, 3 services. Following Sunday, 3 services. Following Sunday, 3 services. Then after that, worship and wonders night. Destroying evil garments. The 27th of September. That was Friday. Then Sunday, 3 services. After that, Friday. Then Monday. Then Tuesday's Independence Day, 1st October. 12 hours in his presence. 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Allah, 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 Allah. And the journey continues. And if the devil does not take care, October will be every Friday night vigil. Worship word and wonders night throughout Friday. How? If the spirit that raised up Christ from the dead dwells in you, he vitalizes, he energizes, he irrigates, he fertilizes, he... You will be there in that 12 hours. By the time the 12 hours is over, we may be looking for more time. You cannot be walking like an old woman at the age of 35. You cannot be behaving like an elder in the village, young man, at the age of 17, oversleeping like that. You can't. You cannot be complaining of back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain. There was one mad woman in our town in those days. Say, everywhere is worrying her. That's her name. Everywhere is worrying me. You remember? Everything is worrying. Everywhere is worrying me. Everywhere. When you see her, say, what's the problem? Say, everywhere is worrying me. That's the devil of madness. That will never be your portion. Every sickness of weakness, diabetes, hypertension, hepatitis, sickle cell anemia, heart disease, everything my Father in heaven has not put in your body, today they are roasted by fire. HIV, roasted by fire. HIV, roasted by fire. I prophesy energy. I prophesy strength. I prophesy health. I prophesy vitality. Somebody shout, power! Take your seat.
We are preserved.
I am delivered. Praise the Lord. I am delivered by his word. Once I was bound by the chains of Satan, but now I am raised.
Number three, we are preserved by his death. We are preserved by his death. This for me is very, very sweet. All these are dynamic pastors. Want all of you, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Yes, come, yes. From the man with the brown cloth. This one. Yes, the short man there, stop. No, you are the short one, the one I'm talking about. All right, come over here. Thank you for joining me on the altar. All right, the balance of you can come also. The tallest is the one running fastest. On this side. Those of you who just came, now stand separate. Stand separate on this side. No, I didn't ask you to stand there. I selected 12. Here, stand separate. You face this side and go closer to the speakers there. And then face this side. Yes. Closer there. Just all of you. Go closer there. Yes, and face this side. You are still going, all the 12 of you. All right. Jesus was coming and his very, very faithful disciple by the name Judas Iscariot. Anybody knows Judas Iscariot? Very, very callous. Be coming now. All of you come. Hold your hand up like you want to arrest somebody. Hold your hand up like you're carrying something. Yes, come. Like they are coming with knife and staves. And they are coming towards him. You can stop there now. In John chapter 18, verse 3, Judas then, having received a band of men and officers from the chief priests and Pharisees, cometh thither with lanterns, you can see their hand up, with torches and weapons. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, whom seek ye? Leave them. Usher, what is your own? The anointing that he carried was an unarrestable anointing. Hey! Who are you looking for? That is, who are you looking for? Place the scripture. Who seek ye? Verse 5. They answered him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto him, I am he. And Judas also which betrayed him stood with them. And soon as then he said, I am he, they went backward and fell on the ground. Now, falling under the anointing did not start today. His own, he did not lay hands on them. Is it me you are looking for? See me. Gamuna. Ganina. They were down under power. Go ahead. Then he asked them again, whom seek ye? And they said, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus answered and said, I have told you, I am he. If therefore you are truly looking for me, I will surrender myself to you on one condition. It's a transaction. You want to arrest me, to kill me? You yourself, you have seen now that I am not arrestable. You can bring 1 million of yourself and all of you. I can lay you down for 24 hours. In fact, I can lay you down permanently. He said, but I have only one condition. If you want me to hand myself over to you so I can die, then those who follow me, you must not touch them. He said, I am he. If therefore you seek me, let these ones go their way, that the same might be fulfilled which he spake of them, which thou givest me, have I lost none. It was only when that agreement of there be no loss. I can't lose none of these ones. I'm ready to die if you are going to agree for them to live. Do you understand? So every time you saw that Christ agreed to die, it was a transaction that was concluded for you to live. Go back to your city. Can somebody give the Lord a 60-second shout of victory? It was a transaction. It was a transaction. It was a transaction. A transaction. A transaction. It was a transaction. A transaction. A transaction. Give him another shout of victory. Give him another shout of victory. Give him another shout of victory. Look at your neighbor. Say, your Savior only agreed to die if death and destruction will allow you to go your way. I don't know if you heard anything here now. Talk to somebody, say, your Savior only agreed to be arrested and die if death and destruction will allow you and all his followers to go their way. Say to the person, say, and since he has died, you can now go your way. Take your seat. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary Street, he suffered for me. He loves me. I cannot. Paul confirmed it when he said in Hebrews chapter 2 verse 9. That was the confirmation of this. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he by the grace of God should taste death for every man. He should taste the death of it for every man. He should taste death. He should take over the death that he should have died. The meaning of that is, he died young for you to live long. He died young for me to live long. He died young for you to live long. Let's take it further. He died dangerously so you can live gloriously. Let's take it further. He died a painful death so you can live a pain-free life. He died a painful death so you can live a pain-free life. Let's take it further. He died violently so you can live victoriously. Isn't that exciting? So, you are preserved by his life that is inside you. You are preserved by his power that he gave to you. You are preserved by the fact that he died on the cross. What a savior. And one more. We are preserved by his resurrection.
Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Oh yes, oh yes. Hallelujah, he arose.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, he arose. The Prince of Peace arose. Even so shall all arise. Oh yes, oh yes.
When he resurrected, something happened.
When you get light, it shocks you more than kai kai. You know, real drunkards laugh to themselves without anybody intoxicating anybody. No provocation. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 22. Ephesians 1, 19 to 22. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places and ways that far above all principalities, above all powers, above all might, above all dominion, all the devils that possess wicked people, sitting far above, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things, the wicked devils and their agenda, under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. How does that concern you? Ephesians 2:6. That Jesus is not only sitting there. When he resurrected, he took you with him. And has raised us up together. And made us sit together. In heavenly places. In Christ Jesus. And where is that? Far above all principalities. And powers. And might. And dominion. And every name, name of terrorist, name of kidnapper, name of ritualist, every name that is named, not only in this world, but in that which is to come. He said, Ham is down there. And you are sitting up here, and Ham is there. Far beyond the reach of Ham. You are in the celestial, higher than every terrestrial operations. Am I communicating? You know that there is a difference between satellite TV and local TV. There is a difference between digital and analog. He said, you are sitting up here. Listen. When I first saw the Revelation chapter 12, verse 2. Revelation chapter 12, verse 12. And he said, therefore rejoice ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil is coming down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time. I say, why now? But we are still on the earth. Why should they send the devil to us? Ashe, we are seated in. He wasn't talking to us. He wasn't talking to us, seated in the heavenly places, far above principalities and powers. He was not talking to us. He was talking to ordinary people. He was talking to earthly dwellers. He was talking to non-covenant people. He was talking to... Are you just sitting and looking like that? Will you stand up with a shout of praise? Woe to the inhabitants of the earth. Are you on earth? Oh, yeah. He has raised us up. That was why he said, rejoice, you inhabitants.
Verse 12. Revelation 12. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and you that dwell. How many of you are dwelling there?
Somebody need to stand up and give a 60 second shout if that word was your word. Jesus, look at your neighbor, say it was not because of you that the devil is moving with anger. He's helpless concerning your case because you are in a realm where he is not. That is why being a sinner is a risk. Living outside of God is a danger, is a risk. You just handed yourself and committed your life to the realm where devil is operating. Rejoice, you heavens. And all you inhabitants of the earth, you are in trouble. Because you are multiple wahaloos. Is that clear to somebody now? Lift up your right and say, Master, thank you for your resurrection that has given me the capacity to sit in the heavenly places far beyond the reach of the devil and his powers. In the name of Jesus. Take your seat. Please loan me five to 10 more minutes.
And I don't know where to get back, but just give me a loan of 5 to 10 minutes.
Having said all that, we are preserved by his life, preserved by his power, preserved by his death, and we are preserved by his resurrection. What do we do to access these preservations? Number one, by access to light and truth from the Word. Light and truth. You know that he is the Word. And the Word is light. And the light shines in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 5. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light was the life. Life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not.
What is that? Every revelation you embrace from this word is a personality of Jesus Christ. That person in the realm of the spirit is light. And that light is perceived by the forces of darkness. When you move like mobile light, darkness fears you.
All this, the wickednesses of the earth are sponsored by dark powers. And the powers That was why those agents of the devil were asking the young man who could not be shot, what is the secret of your power? Give us the same power. All of them are operating by powers of wickedness. I've talked to some armed robbers before who repented. I remember one who was telling me how they went somewhere, was it in Cameroon or somewhere, to go and get power where bullets cannot shoot you. And as they went, he said, and after they charm, they have to test whether the charm worked. One of them died. The bullet killed him. So these people move with powers, wicked powers, to hypnotize, to paralyze. But when the light of God is flaming from your eyes, that light comes by the revelation of scripture. And of course, you know the word of God is truth. I said access to light and truth. John chapter 17 verse 17 said thy word is truth. And what will that truth do for you? Psalm 91 verse 4. He said thy truth, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. His truth, his truth, his truth. So the revelation in your spirit forms a shield of defense. The revelation of the word, these kind of things you are hearing now, as you take them in and in and in, and it's established in your spirit, they form a shield of defense around your life from both spiritual and physical arrows. So access to light and truth from the word will give you your shield. Number two, by the building of strong faith from the word. Strong faith from the word. Again, what you are hearing now is building your faith. Jude chapter 1 and verse 20. Say, but ye beloved, build yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Building your most holy faith. And when the faith is built, you begin to live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 4. The just shall live by his faith. That is, you are not permitted to be wasted as long as you are in faith. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 16. Above all, taking the shield of faith. So the faith becomes your shield. 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. You have God, little children, and you have overcome them. Because greater is he that is in you. Or rather, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh. 1 John 5, 4. This is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. What does faith imply? You get this kind of word. You use it to charge your mind. Hello? You use it to charge your mind. You use it to adjust your imagination and your expectation. There are people who are permanently imagining evil. You use it to calculate your utterance. I can't die before my time. I can't die like chicken. You don't need to be saying it to anybody. You say it to yourself. You say it in front of your mirror. You say it to yourself. You use it to calculate your utterance. You use it to organize your moves, your steps. And above all, you use it to suffocate fear. You use it to suffocate fear. You use it to choke fear. Because fear is the antagonist of faith. And the devil wants to make you purposely hear things and see things that just kill your faith. You use it to suffocate fear. That is what it means to walk in faith. And in so doing, whenever God sees faith, what does God see? He sees faith. Seeing faith means what? He sees your actions. He sees the way you talk. He sees the way you think. He sees the depth of fear inside you. Then he moves to confirm that you have not believed in vain. You hear what I just said? When God sees the faith, he moves on your behalf to confirm that you have not believed in vain. He moves to confirm that he was the one who said what you are believing. and that what you are believing is his word, and that he is faithful enough to defend himself and defend his word in your life. Am I speaking to somebody here? And you have it, and faith is something you build on a continuous basis. The way the fuel of last month cannot drive the car today, and the food of yesterday cannot handle the hunger of today. In the same manner, the fight of tomorrow needs fresh faith. Just keep on charging your faith. Every time you are challenged, charge your faith. Gather fresh light. Gather fresh scripture. Look for messages like this. See this like this. And just begin to listen to until you come to a fresh level of audacity. Until you are charged with flames in your eyes. And every time you are charged, you take charge. Somebody say amen. Did anybody hear something now? These things are very necessary because of the wickedness of the times. You watch it, you look at things and everything wants to cause people. The devil, you know, he rules by fear. Faith makes God to walk. Fear makes the devil to walk. But he will never walk in your life. He will never walk in your life. He will never walk in your life. And what is the third secret of us? How do we access the provision? First, by accessing light and truth from the word. Second, by the building of strong faith from the word. And you now understand exactly what building faith means. It is moving in fresh vision, fresh light, your utterance, your talk, your walk, the killing and the suffocation of fear. And finally, by continuous activation of the life of Christ in you by the communion, by the continuous activation of the life of Christ through the communion. Christ lived in us, but that life is refreshed by the communion. John chapter 6 verse 54 to 57. John chapter 6, verse 54 to 57. He said, Mashak, whoso eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. We are together. As the living Father has sent me, and I live by him, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. What a revelation. As I was sustained by my Father who sent me, anybody who eats me will be sustained by me. That is, I will take personal responsibility for the sustenance, the living, the keeping of the one who eats my flesh and drinks my blood. And he does that by light and by revelation. I am sure that by now, all of us have developed the habit of daily communion. Before you step out in the morning, daily communion. It's blessed and taken, and just step out, because the battles of life, they don't serve notice. You just move out, and then the devil was looking for somebody, not you. And then his arrows came and passed. Take morning, probably evening before you sleep, and of course, also you anoint your forehead in the day. Step out, anoint your children. You suffered no man to do them wrong. He rebuked kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. Somebody said he was traveling, and he was led to anoint the car engine, anoint the car tires, four of them. And they ran into gunmen. Just ran into them. They shot, pa, 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 pa. All guns, all bullets, everything was inconsequential. There was a glass shattered to show him that they were not fake bullets. That these are bullets that can kill people. But God did not allow one
to near him. He came unscratched. Am I communicating? And so, we are set.
Even though
the battle is raging on the earth, but we are far above the battle, and victory is sure.
Stand on your feet with a shout of praise. Somebody give a louder shout of victory. Loudmost shout of victory. A louder shout of victory. How many of us tonight feel a little bit more audacious?
You can take on a whole principality, a whole territorial principality. There is something inside you now that, you know, when we were younger Christians, like teenagers, we would pray for 3, 4, 5 hours and then open the door and begin to look for devil to cast out. We'll just be moving from house to just looking for devil to cast out. So is there anybody here possessed? Anybody? Any mad person here? That is what has happened to you tonight. You are not the one the devil is looking for. You are the one looking for the devil. You are not the one the devil is looking for. You are the one. Lift up your hands and let's give him the praise. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. I see that our people are connected from every location. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Appreciate him. Honor him. Adore him. Worship him. Glorify him. Magnify him. Father, we praise you. Father, we love you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Mahashala Gabarahasa. We praise you. We worship you. We honor you. We adore you. Ancient of Days. Lily of the Valley. Haba Shatata. Father, we worship you. Father, we honor you. Father, we adore you. Father, we magnify you. Father, we glorify you. Father, we glorify you. Jehovah Mekadesh. Jehovah Keren Yesha. We worship you. Amen.
Well, this is the kind of message you'll pick up the CD. Say, once God has spoken, twice have I heard. I promise myself, I will listen to this message myself. Because the punch, the fire, the spirit. And one thing about listening to a message is, you don't just hear words. As he spoke, the spirit entered. The spirit of the message, the preservation that it came to communicate, just steps into your life. You pick it up, listen to it, and give it to a friend, give it to a loved one, and let us revolutionize our generation by evangelizing through the tapes. But right now, you are going to lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. Master Jesus, thank you for your life in me that preserves me. Thank you for your power in me that preserves me. Thank you for your resurrection that preserves me. Thank you because I am preserved by your life, by your power, by your death, by your resurrection. Father, thank you for the light tonight. Help me to run with this light. Father, thank you for faith that this light has built in me. Father, thank you for the communion that is to activate your life in me, that will cause you to sustain my life. I receive it today in the name of Jesus. Lift your hands and just thank him right now. Thank him right now. In the name of Jesus. Lift your hands high. The only person that this message may not belong to is the inhabitant of the earth. The one who is not seated in heavenly places with Christ yet. Who has not given himself or herself to Christ yet. Anywhere you are in this assembly and you want to make it right with Jesus Christ. You want to be born again. You want to be saved. You want to be delivered. You want the power of sin broken off your life. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. You want today to mark a new day for you. Carry your Bibles. Carry your bags. And quickly rush to the frontier. My life is hidden inside of Christ in God. Is a song. Very powerful song. I am sure that you'll be out soon. I'll give you the count of seven. Maybe you are tied to an addiction. Drunkenness lifestyle. Smoking lifestyle. Immoral. Fornicative. Adulterous lifestyle. Or any lifestyle that is not of God. Any lifestyle that you think God is angry with or not happy with. And you want to be saved. Quickly. Come forward. And let us pray with you. My life is hid.
My life is hid.
Let the communion also, communion people step forward. As you come, come with your... Begin to appreciate God. Mention that those 4 points. I connect your life from this communion. I connect your power from this communion. I connect the benefits of your death from this communion. I connect the power of the resurrection through this communion. Go ahead and speak to God. While that is on, those of you in the front, place your right hand on your chest.